Let's recap where we stand in the state where the polls closed first. In Vermont, we saw victories by Barack Obama and by John McCain. We see winning in all four primaries today. Mm-hmm. So we'll let and that with those victories, he wins the nomination. Then we are waiting on the count from Ohio, where because of delays and terrible weather, several polling places were kept open. The official polling time is passed by now. In Texas, they're in the midst of caucuses, but the voting in the primary has closed. That, too, is a competitive race. Rhode Island, the polls closed about a quarter of an hour ago, and we are still waiting to see what happened there. Andy Cohut from the Pew Research Center has been poring over exit poll results from today's primaries. What do you see of interest?
I just started poring over Texas, mm-hmm. which has just come in. Based upon exit polls, it looks every bit as close as Ohio does. What's really surprising is how high the Latino turnout is. It's 30% of the exit poll respondents, and they're voting 2-1, 63-35 for Hillary Clinton. African Americans are voting 15-85 for Obama, and whites are breaking 55-45 for Hillary Clinton. As in Ohio, we see a Clinton rally. 21% said they decided in the past 3 days. They're breaking for Hillary Clinton, 61-38. Among the 79% of the sample who said they decided earlier than that, it's a 48-52 majority for Obama. So a lot of similarities to Ohio in that respect, and also with regard to issues. But the real difference is the Latino vote and the ethnic composition of the state of Texas and turnout.
One interesting part of those exit polls from Texas, age. Something we've seen before. People under 45 went heavily for Barack Obama, 60% of the 18 to 29-year-olds, 57% of the 30 to 44-year-olds. Get over 45, Hillary Clinton, according to the exit poll, wins 53% of those between 45 and 59, and over 60, 62%.
Exactly what we saw in Ohio. In Ohio, the cutting point was 50. 50 and older, they voted for Hillary Clinton. Below 50, they voted for Obama. The younger they got, the more they voted for Obama. The same. It's a national pattern, and it's playing out in these two primaries.
Church attendance seems to be an interesting factor in all of these. The candidate who's drawing, according to the exit polls, the people who go to church a lot, according to these polls, is Barack Obama. And the ones who go very seldom, they go to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, part of that is race. African Americans in the Democratic Party are much more often church attenders, so we would have to disentangle race from church attendance. So it's hard to interpret that one. The thing that I did see in Ohio was that there wasn't a really big difference between white Protestants and white Catholics. I haven't had a chance to look at Texas yet.
Andrew Cohut of the Pew Research Center, thanks a lot. Andy, and we'll continue. We're still waiting on returns as they come in from Texas and Ohio and Rhode Island.
Yeah, don't count out Rhode Island.
It's going to be a long night.
We'll bring you the results as we have them. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.